Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dr. Michelle Selensky from the University of Jamestown. And Michelle, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk About It. If individuals here, our listeners, remember, we talked with Dr. Rick Wallentine with the committee at the University of Jamestown that brought forth the faculty fireside chats. And I believe, Dr. Michelle Selensky, you are going to be doing the final faculty fireside chat coming up on the 15th. And for those maybe who have not been to this before, do you kind of want to describe what a faculty fireside is going to be about?
Sure. And I think I'm actually the third of four.
There's one more coming up. I think you're right about that. Yes.
Yep. So the faculty fireside chats are just an informal, I'll call it a presentation, but it's supposed to be more of a conversation.
Okay.
Where faculty talk about a subject that's in their area of expertise, and all are welcome to come and learn something interesting. They're meant to be about 20 to 25 minutes, so they're not super long.
Right.
And we invite questions throughout and at the end. And so you can come and learn more information, think about something different and new.
Definitely. That's the whole point of this, is learning something new and getting community involvement and everybody involved with something new at the University of Jamestown. So this one is really interesting to me, too, as well, because you kind of have a focus or had focused in monarch conservation, and that's kind of going to be your focus of chat, right?
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit more about what the faculty fireside will be focused on, what you'll be discussing. And of course, we encourage anybody to come out who's interested in this or interested in learning more about it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been studying monarch butterflies for more than 20 years now. I started in 1996.
Awesome.
When I was in graduate school, and I have studied their reproductive behavior, interactions with parasites, and the way that they use their host plant, milkweed. So during the faculty fireside, I'll start with just an overview of monarch biology and migration. They have an amazing, the longest distance migration of any insect that we know of.
Yeah.
They travel more than 2,000 miles. Some of them fly from southern Canada to get down to the mountains of central Mexico.
Wow, yeah.
So I'll just start with kind of a background about monarch biology, which I think people might find interesting.
For sure, yeah. And I mean, you've already blown my mind with some of the facts about this. One of the furthest traveling insects out there. And as far as the conservation goes, are they endangered, or is there like the risk of their populations being down? Is that kind of the focus too?
That is part of the focus. People have been counting monarchs at the big overwintering sites in central Mexico for more than 20 years now.
Yeah.
And about 20 years ago, they had the largest population on record. And then every decade, it's been cut in about half.
Oh, man.
And so we're down to now between 10 and 20% of what we know used to be kind of the peak populations. So we've documented a pretty serious decline in monarchs. And there are a number of reasons why that might be happening. And the biggest one is loss of habitat, both in Mexico, but also in the United States where they breed.
Wow. So that'll be a good chance if you're interested in learning more about the conservation of these monarchs or just monarchs in general. It sounds like you're the person to talk to about that.
I would love to talk with people about monarchs.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So Dr. Michelle Selensky will be at the faculty fireside chat on January the 15th. It starts at 7 o'clock in the Raugus Library. Individuals don't really need to bring anything. They just need to kind of show up and get ready to have a fantastic conversation, it sounds like.
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. Dr. Michelle Selensky, anything else you wanted to throw out there?
I think I'll leave it for the faculty fireside.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, we want to save it. Again, January 15th, 7 o'clock, Raugus Library, open and free to anybody who wants to go. Dr. Selensky, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.